Well, one well-known dairy farmer from the west of the county, of course, is Thomas Baldwin of Baldwin's Farmhouse Ice Cream in Knockanore in West Waterford, who will be part and parcel of the Waterford Festival of Food. And Thomas joins us on the line. Thomas, welcome back to our programme.
Thanks, Kieran.
Thomas Baldwin's Farmhouse Ice Cream, you're part and parcel again of the big weekend, the Waterford Festival of Food.
Yeah, I mean, it's come around again. It doesn't be long coming around. It's in its third or fourth year now, and it's proving a big success, one of food festivals in the country.
Now, Thomas, you're up and running a few years as regards the Farmhouse Ice Cream, but in a very short time, you've really made a huge impact. You must have been delighted at the success of the Baldwin's Farmhouse Ice Cream.
Yeah, it's coming along nicely. I mean, we started in 07, so we're 4 years on the go now, and gradually we're breaking into the market and our name is getting recognised.
Well, of course, the first time I had you on air was when you were the FBD Young Farmer of the Year. That was back in 2005. But how did you get the idea to diversify into Farmhouse Ice Cream?
Well, on the back of winning that award, Kieran, in 05, I won a scholarship trip to Holland and I visited a number of dairy farms over there, but one particular dairy farm was making ice cream and I really latched on to the idea and looked into it a bit further, got leader funding and got started in about 2 years later.
Now, as regards getting started, obviously it was a huge jump for you to take, indeed for your parents as well, but was it difficult getting it off the ground?
It was. I mean, the farmers' markets were a great help for me, just to give me a base just to start, get my wares out there, get out in front of the public. And from then, I suppose I got inquiries and it gradually built up into a business over 12 months, I'd say.
And obviously, West Waterford is a key area. County Waterford and the South East is a key area for you.
It definitely is. It's my big catchment area, obviously. And even at the food festival, we will be launching the availability of the ice cream in the Jitterbeans in Dungarvan.
Nice one. Yeah, great location for you.
Great location. Yeah, Michael and Vincent Pettit have come on board and are now going to be selling my ice cream onto the main street of Dungarvan, just down from the square there in Jitterbeans. And I suppose it's an example of how two local businesses can come together and do well.
Yeah, great to see. Now, as regards the Waterford Festival of Food, you've been involved since year one. Again, you're very much involved next weekend, starting, of course, on the Thursday, Friday evening.
Yeah, there's a lot going on over the weekend. Maybe people don't realise this. So on Friday night, there is a number of producers speaking in restaurants in Dungarvan. And I will be in a couple of them, including Eamon's Place. And just to let the public know about
us. In Lismore, yep. Right.
In Lismore, yeah, sorry. And it's just general what's going on in the area as regards food. And on the Saturday in Lismore also, there's a farmer's market and Baldwin's Ice Cream will have a stall in that. And obviously the big food festival then will be in Dungarvan on the Sunday.
And also, you're very much a key part of the Bus Bia Tours. They've been a fantastic concept where guys can sit on a bus, go out and see producers at first hand, call to the various farms, including Baldwin's in Knockanore, to see the farmhouse ice cream being manufactured.
Yeah, we have a bus coming on the Saturday morning, so it's going to be busy and people can just, I suppose, see where the ice cream is made, see the cows in the background and see the factory and just bring everything together and they can see the person and where the product comes from.
Do you find there's a lot of interest in people coming out to your farm or is it a problem for you to have people dropping in to see how it's made and actually to buy some of your product on farm in Knockanore?
I never turn down any visitor. I mean, they normally contact the head and they might have children or maybe it could be a school tour, but I think it's very important to give the public access and it really helps my marketing and lets people know that it is a genuine farmhouse ice cream and it's made on farm and there is no strings attached, you know?
Now, you're around a 70-cow unit there and obviously running a 70-cow unit is a very intensive, also involved in the farmhouse ice cream. Your mum and dad, obviously, must be very much a team effort for you at the Baldwin farm.
Well, they're the secret to my success, to be honest with you, because John and Marie, my parents, have provided a backbone. I mean, the farm is still a very good commercial dairy farm, and I've just gone into the ice cream, and so I'm just trying to build that. So only for their support, I wouldn't be where I am today.
Now, obviously, a website and promotion, but having a website, and before we come here, you mentioned that you're delighted how well your website is being received.
Yeah, I took the plunge there last year to design a new brand, a new logo, and I got funding for Leader to do such. And on the strength of that, then I designed a new website and has been the biggest single thing I've done in the last couple of years because once people go onto my website, they can see exactly all about the ice cream, where it can be bought. So it has really helped my marketing and for a small business, that is probably the hardest aspect of it. So if people want to find out more about the ice cream, they can just look at our website, baldwinsicecream.com, and they can see everything on that.
So that's www.baldwins.com. Well, it's a fantastic success story. Before I let you go, of the flavours you're involved in, I know you have a huge array here. You have Bailey, you have Bailey's flavour, you have caramel fudge, choc dip, honeycomb, strawberry, vanilla, rum and raisin, toffee crisp. Which is the most popular, and which indeed is your favourite, Thomas?
Well, the most popular would be vanilla Madagascar. I mean, it's very popular in the restaurant, so it would be a big chunk of our output, but I can vary, but I suppose I'm a chocolate chip man or a vanilla. It doesn't really matter. They're all nice, Kieran.
Well, once again, Thomas, it's a fantastic success story. You were the Young Farmer of the Year in 05. You took the big plunge in 2006, literally got off your backside, set up Baldwin's Farmhouse Ice Cream with the support of your parents, which is such a fantastic success. So well done to you and all involved. Thomas, thanks for taking our call. We'll see you at the Festival of Food.
Thanks, Kieran.
Well, that's our lot for this week's programme. So from Ollie and Sound and myself, Kieran O'Connor, it's goodbye for now. Here's wishing best of luck, of course, to all Waterford connections heading to Aintree this weekend. Let's hope we'll have plenty of successes to announce on next week's programme. And of course, also to John Owens and the Waterford footballers who play in their final league game, a crucial league game in the Farrer Field on Sunday. Let's hope we'll have a big turnout and let's hope they can do the business. Talk to you same time next week.
Farm View on WLRFM with Glanbia.
Pure food from Ireland to the world.